Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of A Place in the Conversation. My name is Dan Neiswanger. I'm the spiritual formation catalyst for A Place in the Conversation. And I'm joined by my good friend, Nick Everhart. So, Nick, what'd you have for breakfast this morning?
good question, Dan. I had tea and some Belvita breakfast biscuits and a bowl of granola with yogurt on it.
All right. That sounds good. That sounds fantastic. Well, listen, today we are making a place in the conversation for Yulia and Elsheva, and they are a part of the Emergent Abundance Farming Collective. And, you know, we are always looking for new guests for a place in the conversation. And they were referred to us as potential guests. And it has been fascinating to get to know them a little bit, to get to know about their work. And so we're delighted to have the two of you join us today. Yulia, why don't you spend just a few minutes and introduce us to the Emergent Abundance Farming Collective. Like, what is it? When did it start? How did the two of you guys get involved?
Thank you so much, Dan and Nick, for having us here today. My name is Yulia Smagorinsky. And yeah, Emergent Abundance Farming Collective has, I would say, a few different routes that led to where it is right now. One of the strands was that I was running a garden at a private location for a while, and people asked me to join in and to learn from me, and it kind of got a little bit crowded, and we felt that we shouldn't move to a public place. So we moved Emergent Abundance Farming Collective to Spar Hill Farm, which is owned by Kennett Township. It's open now to the public as a public preserve. So we've been there since this third year, so since 2020. And Emergent Abundance Farming Collective really started kind of in its current form in the first year of the pandemic, when there was just so much need for food, like people were being laid off, there was so much unemployment, and we realized that many people were left out of the government subsidies. And so we felt like, okay, let's just increase like the food that we're growing and really focus on growing food for the food cupboard and other places. For example, Free Food for All in Wilmington is a location that we're often supporting.
Good. Yeah. And Elsheva, how did you get involved?
Good morning to everyone, and thanks for having us. So my name is Elsheva Paldor. I moved to Delaware 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago, from Israel. And I didn't know anyone when we first moved here. And a few months after, COVID came. So we were like in our bubble. But there was one thing I know, and that I like nature. So I started to go with my little twins. They were a year and a half, to Free For School. It's just a group of parents meeting in nature. And one day came Kat, which is a member in the Emergent Abundance, and she brought, I think it was a holy basil or something. This is from my farm. And I asked, what farm? And the rest is history. Came and I stayed. I liked this place and I stayed.
Good, good, good. And so what is your background in farming? Like, so you both seem very passionate about it. So what's the background in farming that leads you to this place where you take those skills and, you know, Yulia, you were saying that people were learning from you. And then you take something that you're passionate about and turn it into something that gives back to the community.
Right. Yeah. So I've been farming for probably over 25 years now. I decided as a teenager that I wanted to go into farming because it kind of seemed to make the most sense to me in response to the already emerging like climate and environmental catastrophe. I wanted to do something where I really was close to nature and could have an impact and learn from nature, and learn to take care of myself and like grow my own food and be in relationship. And so I started working on, I worked on farms in Germany and England and in the United States. And I also studied agriculture at the University of Hohenheim in Germany, have a master's degree. And I was the kind of the head manager at a farm in Connecticut for about 6 years, where we raised dairy, we made our own cheese, we provided vegetables for 250 member CSA. And then when we moved here, I was thinking like, how, you know, how can I share all this amazing knowledge with other people? And how can I just, you know, share knowledge, share food, and share skills, and moreover, even like that ability to connect with nature. That's really at the heart of what I'm doing, is I want to create spaces where people can be in relationship with nature, with their own food, with medicine that grows on the land, and with each other, and really grow deep connections.
So I have a master's degree in geology, and I can say that like I always wanted like a closer connection to nature, but I always lived in cities. Like I grew up in a city, and in my house, like where I grew up, there wasn't even one house plant. So I had the tendency and the passion, but I think I had something in mind that, no, you're not from there. It's not for you because it's not your background. But I always, something always was like tickling inside. And I remember the first day I came to the farm and I felt like a punch in my gut, in my heart, that I was like, oh my God, leave me here 1 week for myself and everything is dead. I'm like, I can't even recognize like what's sweet or what's strawberry. Like, what am I doing here? And this is also a message to whoever wants to join us. You don't need to be like, you learn in your own pace. You just need to be passionate, like I was. And the thing I've noticed, it's like how today I feel so much comfortable, so much more like knowledgeable of what's going on, right? I feel more like present, like more, it feels like home. And my learning process was effortless. Like, Julia never, there was never lessons like in university or in high school, never. But it was like effortless learning with time that I didn't even notice when or how I learned, but I learned. And I found myself like before bedtime reading like about chemistry of the soil and like very interested in it. And I just, this week I remembered like a course I took in university in like soil science, and it was so boring and disconnected from like hands on, but now when I see the connection, like okay, soil chemistry or soil health, it's gonna affect the taste of this tomato that I'm gonna cut for my salad, and then I have like inner motivation or like the will. It comes from inside, and it's so much stronger and deep learning that I think this is the thing for me.
Cool. I like that. That's beautiful. Yeah, and Yulia, you talked about, you know, a connection with the earth, you know, a connection with the plants and with producing stuff. But you also talked about a connection with people. And so what is that? How do you envision you know, spending time on the farm and the working together, building the connection between people, and how is that, how does that play into your vision for what you want to create there?
Well, it's not just a vision because it's happening.
Yeah, okay.
And it's like Elisheva and I, we met at the farm, and we trust each other. We're really comfortable with each other, and it's, I think people come together with a shared purpose, it's a shared vision of what we want to do. We all have something to do hands on, and we enter into really deep conversations while we're working, and we get to know each other that way. And then during the winter months, we spend time meeting. Like, we often use the library spaces, because the library is one of our big collaborators, the Kennett Library, and really kind of revisit, like, how is everything working for us? How can we re-envision our social connections, and how we can all show up together? How can we work towards more non-hierarchical structures, so really everybody can come in and play a role, take some leadership for a while, and then maybe step back again, and really empower people to take leadership and to enter into the farm wherever they feel comfortable. We also have a very multi-generational farm. A lot of our members are very young children, it's so beautiful to see how they come in, because as Elisheva was saying, we don't have a curriculum, we don't have lesson plans, but we meet people where they're at. So there might be a two-year-old child who wants to learn how to seed. So we just take the time and show them how to plant the seeds in the soil. And then when they come back, they know, oh, I seeded these carrots, and that's how they look like. And then the carrots that they will harvest will have a completely different relationship to them, right? Because the way that food nourishes our bodies, and it's just so much more satisfying and profound, because we really know, like, what we have done. And to see the little children, like, really pick up on, like, how to take care of your own food, and to come and being able to harvest their own food and understand what's edible, what's not edible. I watched Elisheva's children pick huge baskets of raspberries the other day, and they did that all by themselves.
Yeah. You're smiling as you talk about that. Like, but you're smiling and laughing, and there's just a joy that as you talk about that, it's very clear that watching that, seeing that, helping people build this connection with their food, like, it brings you amazing joy.
That's it.
Yeah.
And we also very intentionally, we don't have any paid staff at the farm. We show up for the love of it, you know. Yeah. And that's, I think that's very important, because we don't want to become dependent on like money flows. So we run on a very minimal budget. And if we get more money, we can plant more trees for the future, things like that. But we get paid with joy, sunshine, community, and great food, and medicine too. There's a lot of like herbs and berries growing that really support our health.
Okay, cool.
We can use.
Nick, you have a question?
Well, I don't really have a question. I have some questions, but just wanted to comment. I can connect with everything you said so closely. I'm a biologist. I grew up in the hippie generation in California, where my goal was to go back and live on the land and grow all my own produce and everything. I have been growing vegetables for like 50 years in gardens. I am a master gardener. I really, really connect with what you're saying. I'm just thinking that you're doing all this as a group. What do you think about the idea of a group of people doing that and actually living together as sort of like a commune or something like that? Do you see a vision for that?
As a community?
Yes, as a community,
together?
Yeah.
Well, I know it happens, like in Israel, people, like, they have small, like, farm that they share, they work together. Here is kind of, we live like 20, half an hour, I mean, it's drive from the farm. I have to say, because I'm not local, so I don't really know how it works here yet. So maybe you want to share?
So I think the concept is definitely very inviting. I would love that. It's just to figure out how would we even be able to get land, or like where we farm right now, we are not allowed to live there, and but we are allowed to farm there for free. So the township just provides the land for us, and the water gets delivered by the fire company, you know, and we just get kind of support like that, but we don't have to actually purchase the land. So we're kind of just creating land access to land that is already owned by the town. And yeah, so I think there's a big financial block in between that vision of living together and having kind of more of a community setting that way.
Okay. Can I add something?
Yeah,
about,
absolutely.
What we talked before about community.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about, there was a day last summer, it was super hot and humid, like really the worst weather ever. But there was work on the farm. And Yulia and I, we met, I think it was 6 a.m. Do you remember that day? 6 a.m. And she couldn't believe someone will show up, but I showed up. And I'm like, I would never do that if it was just for myself.
Yeah.
Like, and I think the same for you, right? If it's just, it's 6 a.m., it's summer, I have 4 kids. And then I thought of the power of the group.
Yeah.
Like where there's higher goals, something bigger than you. So you like the better version of yourself. It brings more of you rather than if you would do it just for yourself. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, that's cool. I like it. Yeah, I like it. So Elisheva, talk for a minute, you know, as you talk about, you know, your kids and getting your kids involved. I got to imagine that, you know, some of the people who are listening are going to be parents who have young kids who, you know, they probably, you know, dabble, you know, like I did with my kids, like here's a tomato plant and we're going to grow a tomato plant. And we have varying levels of success at, you know, how growing, you know, a small garden. How would parents get their kids involved with the farm?
Okay, so first, I love your question, and I can talk about kids, my kids in the farm for 2 hours, just stuff. Because I feel like this farm brought to my life so much joy, so much richness that I can, yeah. So if the parents, first of all, like about what you ask, if the parents like will join as members, so of course they can bring their kids. And second of all, how I see like what I get from the farm for my kids, like in that connection. So my kids come with me like almost every time. I think every day I come, they come with me, especially in the summer. They can spend hours there in the space. The space itself is a beautiful, relaxing space. There's the creek and always something to eat, to snack, like peas and raspberries and strawberries. And they already feel at home. They just grab their small basket and they go and pick some raspberries and they share and eat. And then I have 4 kids. 4 young kids. 2 of them are twins, 5 years old. So they picked the other day, they picked their own strawberries and raspberries, and I think there was mulberries too. And then they took it home, they made a smoothie by themselves, everything by themselves, and they added a leaf of kale and lettuce to the smoothie and sat on the porch to drink it. Everything, but I didn't help at all. Like,
yeah.
They had the idea, they had, like, everything. So just this is amazing thing, like, the connection, and they are thinking about their health. They ask me, is this healthy? And they see how it grow, and they feel, I think it's so empowering for a kid that he can just go by himself and pick the food. And they help in the farm for whatever they want and can do, like to irrigate or to plant sometimes or to harvest. And they already know, oh, this is we can harvest this one. This is not. This is a weed. This is so already feel like home. And about the space itself, it gives them the opportunity. They don't have screens there or anything, but they can play for hours by themselves. We just put them a hammock, right? And they, you just hear them laugh, scream, run, whatever. They have crazy imagination. They have the boys' castle, girls' castle, like lots of opportunities. Also, they meet lots of animals there, lots of bugs, lots of ladybugs. We started to grow butterflies because we saw on the farm and we saw eggs of monarch butterflies. So it's a whole world that is open to us.
So
everything, yeah, really everything. Did I forget anything? or just, you know, yeah. my kids, they love to eat. So just the fact that every time we come there, we just sit next to this and there's a picnic table. And I always bring food because my kids are always hungry. So we share, we laugh, they ask questions. And then they feel free to approach Julia. Hey, I want to seed apple tree. I want to do this. I want to do that. And they feel so... Yeah, and like one day they saw there was... American Eagle with the fish in his mouth. That was, you know, such a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful.
Yes, it's you know, as you're talking about all that, it's like it's creating a safe place, a sacred place, like in the midst of the craziness of our world, you know, for people to build a connection with the earth, to build a connection with the plants, to build a connection with the garden, to build a connection with each other, which is just amazing. So, yeah, it sounds fantastic. So, Julia, if people are listening and they want to help, what do you need? How can they best help support the work of Emergent Abundance Farming Collective?
Yeah, so there's two ways you can, or maybe three ways, you can help share about us. We're on Facebook and Instagram. You just can help get the word out. You can become a member and join us as an active farmer. And with that, you set your own goals, you set your own commitment. There's no set expectations on how you have to show up. What we appreciate is some level of communication about how and when you will show up. And we have a little app that we use for that. But otherwise, it's really up to, you know, what fits into your life. And then another way to support us would be to make a financial contribution. And you can do that in a tax-deductible way on our platform, which will be shared on the write-up to this podcast. And that money gets, it's we have pretty much no overhead expenses. We just, you know, we will apply directly to the garden. Like this year we put in a lot of infrastructure in form of an improved fence and new pathways. And then beyond that, it will go basically to plants, to seeds, to shrubs. We want to put in many more berries because CACs will also really appreciate getting some fruit and berries delivered for their food cupboard. And trees, you know, we have kind of an integrated space where we grow annuals as well as a food forest and a meadow. So... we grow some nut trees, some chestnuts, some hazelnuts, figs, apples, and a whole variety of different berries. So there's always, there's so much space that we can grow more food in, and it can just become an even more amazing, beautiful, inviting space. Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, you mentioned CACs, and it's, Talk for a minute, if you would, about how some of the produce and stuff that you harvest, how you use it to support programs like CACS. I know CACS isn't the only one. I know there are others. but Kennett Area Community Services. So how do you take that produce and support programs like that, which are supporting those who are supporting people who have food insecurity?
Right. I mean, it's a very, very easy strategy. We grow food and people who come to the farm can take their share. And everything beyond that, we often grow lots extra. For example, this week we harvested about 200 pounds of cabbage, of which we gave 150 to CACS. And the other 50 pounds went to Free Food for All in Wilmington. And then there was enough for everybody who came to the harvest to take some home too. So that's, we just, you know, we harvest, we drive it over to the food cupboard, and they know us there, so we can drop off whenever somebody is around. Yeah, and it's very simple, very easy.
Yeah, it sounds simple, it sounds easy, but it's a beautiful picture. I think, you know, of people who are pursuing their passion, right, and then finding ways to connect with other organizations that are pursuing their passion, you know, to help people who in need, right? And it's that web of relationships and connections and networks, you know, within a community like Kennett Square, you know, in Southern Chester County, that make community work. And community works when we come together, and you guys are like, you're killing it. And you're making it work, and it's beautiful. And I love it. So we just want to celebrate that. So thank you. Thank you for finding a way, you know, to take your passion and to use it, and then also to be able to give to other people. Nick, you look like you have another question.
I just wanted to say thank you for being here and sharing all this. And I plan to come out and visit Spar Hill Farm.
You'll be welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it. Now you got to get Nick out there working. You know, so I got him into the Master Gardener program, and now you get him out there working, and that'll be great.
I'm a worker.
He is. Yeah.
We have plenty of weeds for everyone. Don't worry.
Plenty of weeds for everybody. Well, see there you go. You heard it, people. You can find a place to pull more weeds. So that's great. That's fantastic.
It's meditative. I like.
Good. You know, my wife just said that just the other night. You know, we've had all this rain recently, and like a week worth of just rain. And she was looking out at her flower beds and everything, and she said, she goes, "Dan, how many weeds do you think that we are going to have?" And I just kind of chuckled, and I said, "Well, you are going to have a lot of weeds." And it's just, they're coming. They're coming. So... anything else that you guys want to share about the farm? Anything else that you think people need that you want people to know?
So I just want to emphasize from my perspective, if you hear us and you really, there's a small light in your heart, but you say to yourself, "No, I don't know anything about farming, or it's not for me." So I was totally like, I was shocked in my first day. So don't hold yourself, but just come on your own pace, on your own time, and don't be afraid of, you can find your place.
You'll find your place, mm-hmm. Yeah. So this it could be a place for somebody who has always wanted to explore gardening but hasn't quite known how to go about it. Like, this would be a place for them to come and to learn and to offer what they have. And over time, just learn and grow, and just grow as somebody who has deeper, more skills when it comes to gardening.
Definitely, and also I wanted to add, I thought at first that because I don't have like the professional knowledge or something, so I don't have nothing to share with.
Yeah.
But everyone has something to share because we come from different backgrounds and. What's transparent to me, for other people, they might not know it. So everyone has something to share, some insight, some points of view. So so don't feel like that.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right, that's fantastic. All right, good. Thank you. Thank you.
I was just thinking, everyone has a place in the conversation.
Yeah, there you go, Nick. There you go. That's it. Everybody's got a place in the conversation. Well, listen, Yulia and Elisheva, thank you very much for being here with us today and for sharing about the Emergent Abundance Farming Collective. And, you know, I guess one of the takeaways for me today from our conversation, there's two that are jumping out at me just from our conversation here is one, is finding your passion, finding that thing that you are passionate about, and then finding out how to take that passion and use it in a way that brings people together, that helps people grow, and that serves the community. And just, it's abundantly clear that Yulia and the rest of the people working at the farm, they've done that. They've figured that out. And that's beautiful. And the second thing that jumps out at me is the way in which the building of the networks and the coming together and saying, hey, we're good at this, we can grow produce, we can grow food, and people at CAX are serving those who are struggling with food insecurity. And so let's come alongside and let's help out there. You know, there's so many opportunities within our community where we can build those networks, where we can come alongside and we can support one another to work together for the common good. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's really what our community needs. It's what we need to be all about. And so let me encourage you, understand what your passion is, and then pursue it wholeheartedly, and bring other people along with you. You know, don't just go by yourself, bring other people along with you, and then look for those places of connection. And then just sit back and smile and laugh and enjoy, as the Spirit does amazing things. So Yulia Elisheva, thank you very much for being with us here today. And to everybody who's listening, until next time, may you be abundantly aware of the Spirit of God alive and well and at work in your world.